You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I would ask for so much money that I had to put me on layaway.
Does he know any of these plays?
Give him a chance, all right? The guy knows the basic package, but he's only taking a few snaps.
Who's your daddy, guy? Who's your daddy?
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
There's no crying in
football.
Prep Stars Football Report.
Here's your host, Derek Denham.
What's up? This is your man, Derek Denham, with the Prep Stars Football Report. What's up, everybody out there? And as always, I got my man, Mr. Reggie Booby Wins. What's up, Reg?
What's up, though?
I see you over there adjusting your microphone.
Yeah, trying to fix it.
You got it? You good?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Another day, another dollar.
Another big weekend of football. We had the NFL playoffs. excited about that.
I'm very excited. I'm wishing Kansas City and the Rams, two young coaches or young players, I want to see something different.
Okay.
But I do want Drew Brees in. And Brady, you're my man, but I want some new people.
You want some new blood.
Yeah, I want to see some 50 to 48 scores, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, my man Brady is saying I'm the GOAT.
He's a GOAT.
He's showing the young bucks what it's all about. People thought he was finished. But he's showing that don't forget about us.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I mean, it would be nice to see L.A. Rams or, someone different. But it's hard to bet against Tom Brady.
It is, but I'm betting this time. I'm betting this time. Them young boys and Drew Brees, it's hard to bet against him because, he beat all the odds.
That's
5'11", 6 feet quarterback that did all things that he's supposed to do and done more. And
true.
And now he's breaking all the records. And, hey, that's my guy.
True, true. Well, we got another great show tonight, Reg. We've got Mr. Alan True. Alan is an analyst for, a lot of different outlets, Big Ten Network. I know he does some stuff, 247 Sports. Alan has been in the game a long time, and it's definitely our honor to have Alan calling in to the studio tonight. We were supposed to have Isaiah
Marshall,
better known as Zeke, seventh grader, 2024. He is the youngest athlete in Michigan history to receive an offer in the grade, seventh grade. And I know you know a little bit about that.
Yeah, I know about Isaiah. And the funny thing about Isaiah is that he's a seventh grader, so he couldn't make the show due to extra homework.
He
had extra homework.
He studies for his exams,
So, what do we expect? He's a seventh grader.
Hey.
And he's a dynamic football player. That name, Isaiah Marshall, will be known across the country.
No doubt about it.
He's already spread it across the country like
wildflowers.
But, great, great kid, hell of a football player.
He's going to
be a great kid. And we're going to miss him tonight. We'll get him back on some other time.
Yeah. Dad, I talked to Dad. He said he apologized. But, he's been blowing up. He did some Detroit News, ESPN.
Today Show.
Brandon Hunter, Michigan Chronicle. So, much power to much love to that family because they're doing things the right way, obviously. Brian, his dad, played at Brother Rice, played at Northwestern. Great guy. Mom and dad is definitely doing things the right way.
No doubt. My mom played basketball at DePaul.
Exactly.
A good, I think she's a 3 or 4 star at high school, yep. Stud basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Aaron Marshall played quarterback at Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Willis, he was
Willis.
There with Trussell when Youngstown won the state champ, national championship. And great family. Dad is a great family. The whole family is good people. And Isaiah is going to be special. Now, I'm telling y'all right now, there's one behind Isaiah. I call him Curious George. And look, hey, look, Chris over there, baby. He's stud muffin, man. So you better watch out for him.
Hey, I just want to say hello to our viewers. I see Miss Jennifer Yokely. What's up, Jen? Jen and Juice. I see you doing your thing. Proud of you. I know you're doing your thing also with the travel. So as you know, Jen, anything that we can do to support you, you already know. And then I got my man, Mr. Ed Avery. I always say this, I always tease him, but that was my man that, you know, I used to look up to when I played tight end for the great Pontiac Central Chiefs back in the day. So,
the great Pontiac.
And I see Sis. What's up, Angelita Bichelle? Good to see you. Long time. Hope family's well. So, hey, appreciate everybody out there. And, you know, spread the word. Pass the word along. Because we do this for the kids and we do this for the parents, again, that's going through the recruiting process that has no clue what direction to go when it comes to helping their son out when it comes to football recruiting and whatnot. And we do this based off experience. Reg, and shout out to the Marshall family again, because I see, you know, he gave you some love when it came talking about his son and who was responsible. You was partially responsible for what Zeke is doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's again, it's not about me. It's just me putting myself in a situation to allow myself to help these kids. And
right.
Isaiah has been special since he was, a little baby throwing that ball. So mm-hmm. I've been around him for a long time. And the same as Anthony Rump. I had Rump in the fifth grade playing right. My eighth grade as my ninth grader. So, and that's the goal for us, to grow as a family and grow as a player.
No doubt.
5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, 10th grade. And it'll make a difference. Let's get them cracking and get them ready, you know.
Well, what I want to do, and I want to bring Mr. Allen True into the conversation. He can talk a little bit about Marshall as well. I'm sure he knows about this young man because he is that guy. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for 247 Sports, the Big Ten Network's own Mr. Allen True. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you, bro. Reg.
We go way back, all three of us.
Oh, no, we family, man. And you've definitely, anytime I've called you, Alan, you've been there for me and my family. So, you know, we appreciate you. We know you got a hectic schedule, and we appreciate you allowing us to have a little bit of your time.
Alan, it's been an honor. And, man, you go back and forth with recruiting and talking about different prospects. And we've been around when Sam Johnson got offered in eighth grade. We've been around when DeJuan Mathis got offered in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Payne got offered in eighth grade. And all three of those guys are special prospects.
No doubt.
And Isaiah Marshall was on that path. And my question to you, Alan, have Michigan gone too far?
Well, I put it this way. People asked me, and I said, if it was me, if I worked for a school, I'm not sure I would offer seventh graders, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And and I look at what they're doing, and I go back through those past names, and I tell you that my concern here is that I don't like fake offers. And that happens. Schools extend offers. They don't honor the offer. It hurts the student athlete. But when you name those names, and we can go back, I looked at eighth graders in the state of Michigan that had offers.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Rogers had one in Kentucky.
Enzo Jennings, correct.
Sam Johnson, you mentioned. DeJuan Mathis had offers. When you go back and look at those guys all turned out fine.
Mm-hmm.
All of those offers were honored later. And it wasn't a case with any of those kids where that attention went to their head. Or, you know, their recruiting didn't go the way maybe, you know, nothing negative came out of those kids having those offers at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it all comes down to it being the right kid and that kid having the right people around him to make sure that between seventh grade or eighth grade, whatever it is, and signing day of their senior year, that kid does everything that they need to do to be on the path that that school thinks that they should be on by extending an offer that early. And from the sounds of it, Zeke has all of that.
Yes.
He's got all of the right people around him.
Yes.
So I'm not really worried about this one. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. But, I mean, everybody get upset because Harbaugh made that offer, but Harbaugh's been this guy for years. And that's why I tell people why Harbaugh's successful, because Harbaugh do things different. And it's his choice. He can do what he want to do. He can offer a kid because he think that kid is going to be a good football player. But instead of all this is that we have to understand the offer game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh saying to Isaiah Marshall, it's not a committable offer, but it's an offer of interest because of your ability.
Right.
We know you can play football, but you still have a lot of things to do to make this offer committable.
And also what he's doing, he's saying, you know what? I'm the first. Remember me. You know, because Harbaugh and a lot of these the other coaches around here that's very successful, they understand that everybody has an ego. And they understand that, you know, let me get in early. And when sophomore year comes around, junior year comes around, remember, we were the first. And that goes a long way with a lot of people. Not saying that's the end all, and Alan, you know this, not saying that's the end all, but again, everybody has egos. And I guess it was a little different with this situation. Brian played college football. You know, Aaron played college football. So they come from a sports family. I don't know if this will affect them as it would, you know, other parents, but
Alan, and this, can you help our viewers out and understand? And they asked him, he said, well, is it fair for a seventh grader to get an offer? And my 12th grader or 10th grader been working his rear end off and he haven't got an offer yet? Can you explain to our viewers what do this mean to them?
Yeah, so, I mean, life isn't fair.
Exactly.
Aren't fair, right? You know, if people thought it wasn't fair that Ziggy Ansah, who hadn't even played really very much college football, how come he gets drafted fifth overall by the NFL and these players who have been playing since they were 6-7 years old get drafted behind him?
That's right.
The process that we're in.
Right.
It happens all the way up. I just gave that example because that's the highest level of the sport.
Correct.
And that kind of thing happens. There are guys who play college football, you know, the Heisman Trophy winners, like, man, it happened that he went number one overall last year, but that doesn't happen every year. And so he's like, man, I put up all these stats. I won the Heisman Trophy. How come these guys who didn't do what I did get drafted before me? Well, that's just you. If you want to play big time football, you're entering into a process where you're not going to be able to control a lot of things.
No doubt.
If you want to play big time, if you're a high school player, or you're a middle school player and you want to play college football, you are about to put yourself into a situation where you can do some things to help yourself, but ultimately at the end of the day, who decides to offer you is something you can't control.
You can't control. It's true.
So I think the worst thing that parents and kids can do is look at another kid and say, how come he has an offer and I don't? Because there are many things that go into those offers that you may not ever find out about.
And it goes back to Alan. It's just like, why do Alan have this great job and I can't have that great job? You put the work in. I mean, and he was blessed to get that opportunity, and your blessing is different.
That's right.
So everybody's recruiting process is different.
Yeah.
That don't mean you cannot cheat and go. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm not the best recruiting writer in the Midwest. I don't know. I have to be in the right place at the right time.
No doubt.
Or maybe I knew somebody that could help get me that job. Or maybe there was somebody better, but they found that I had a skill they liked better. I was more reliable, or I just vibe better with people working with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, in life, it's not always. I have family who are in entertainment. My sister wants to be a singer. She goes to audition after audition where she says, I'm way better than that person.
Yep.
But maybe that person has a look or a sound.
They
or
fit.
Something that they're looking for. Same thing with sports.
That's true.
So that's how I take this offer. And obviously, Michigan's not out there offering every seventh grader on the block.
That's right.
They picked one, and this is the one. And there's a lot of reasons for that. They know his background. They know who his family members are. They've seen, they did watch his film.
Yes.
It's not like they just pulled a kid out of the hallway.
That's right.
So there was research done before this happened. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he's one kid, and he happens to be a special kid. So everybody else is sitting out there with a seventh grader, an eighth grader, or even if you have a 12th grader. That's just not how the cookie crumbles for you. Some of you are going to have to wait your time. And if you're a 12th grader and you're like, man, they're offering a seventh grader, well, part of that is that you have to understand recruiting. In the 12th grade year, Michigan is done with their class pretty much.
No,
they may only have one spot or two spots. In the 7th grade class, to my knowledge, they have no commits. Mm-hmm. They can offer however many 7th graders they want at this point in time. So that makes it different because they have time to recruit Isaiah, and they have time to evaluate him. They have time to work with him, time to do a lot of things with him where they may not have that with an 11th grader or a 12th grader.
The parents, you know, they get caught up in this whole competition. And we've talked about this before, Alan, on the show. Parents see what, you know, Isaiah is doing, what Sam has done, what KJ has done. And people want to, you know, hey, my son should be doing this. And they get caught up. I won't say any names, but I just seen a parent. He's like, man, I may not be in the right situation, you know, talking about the school he's at. We not eating right now, you know, so – you know, he's complaining, and his son is a good player. But like you said, it comes with time. He's got to keep working. You can't get caught up with other people doing. So it's just like anything else.
Yes, we can sit here and I can name examples for days.
No doubt.
A great one, I think, from Detroit that you guys will be familiar with is Desmond King,
mm-hmm.
who was a fantastic high school player,
mm-hmm.
did everything that Coach Oden asked him to do. Played all these different positions, doing a lot of things. And, you know, he was committed to Central Michigan. He had a Ball State offer. He ended up switching over there. And it always just seemed like, man, this guy is probably better than the offers that he has. And he was in a class. I can't remember. Was he in Jordan Lewis's class? I think he might have been.
I think he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He never, you know, he wasn't a kid who ever complained, like, you know, why does Jordan have this and I don't? Why do these other guys have this and I don't? And then he waited and waited and waited, and then Iowa took him very, very late in the process, and look at him now.
Look where he's at now.
Wasn't a kid who complained, wasn't a kid who was concerned about what other people were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of what he needed to do, waited until somebody gave him an opportunity, and he took, and he did the same thing by being drafted in the fifth round.
No doubt.
That may have been lower than he expected as well, but he's a great example.
He's a great example.
I think how you should approach the process.
And he's a kid that is running the track meet, and he's in the middle lane, and his focus is not on what's on the right of me or left of me. It's focused on what I got run straight down
mm-hmm.
to that 110 mark. And Desmond King, Buddha, as we call him, he was that guy. And Alan, you're so correct. I mean, he didn't play DB in high. He didn't play corner in high school. He played safety. He played corner in 7-on-7.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this about Rod Odom, and people can – you know, doubt it or whatnot, but Odom prepared his kid for the next level. And they prepared. And Desmond King has been successful. Whatever coach said, Desmond done it.
No
and
doubt.
That's why he's in the situation he is now. That's why you see Odom at the games supporting his players like Brandon Graham as well as Desmond King and Tony Lipton
mm-hmm.
because he has done a great job with his boys. So you're right. Let's just focus on what God has for us. And let the rest take care of itself.
Let me ask you this, and I'll pose this question to Reggie and you, Alan. Wouldn't you think, now, Rod Oden, for example, you talked about the players that he's produced. Do you think that feeds into the whole concept of where you go to school at? Where that, as opposed to you go to a smaller school or it's not a football powerhouse, Rod Oden can pick up the phone and call a coach and yes. say, hey, check out Derek Denham Jr. Now, the guy over at Pontiac North may can't do that because they're not winning. They haven't produced any players. Alan, what would you say about that and why it may be important to try to – again, if you can play, they're going to find you. But do you think it's advantageous to really try to find that school that's a good fit for you that has that cachet, so to speak?
Now, we're speaking of terms of high school coaches.
I'm talking about high school coaches.
You want me to answer that first?
Well, go ahead, Reg. You go ahead.
I don't think it's where you go to get where you need to be because of the coach.
Okay.
Now, Coach Odom has the conversation that he can help. Now, I know for a fact that Alan and I have called on some kids that didn't even have an offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about the kid. What was the kid out of Grand Rapids, Allen, that went to Michigan State, the receiver? We just kind of just talked about it. He never had an offer, and we kind of just talked to some different coaches, and he ended up blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
What was the kid named Allen?
Tate Hallett.
Yeah, got it.
I mean, and then the same way with Burkhorst, same way with Allen Burkhorst.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Zielinski's committed to Michigan State as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Ben Allen did everything, but I'm what I'm saying to you is that his coaches didn't do anything but validate his ability.
Well, what I'm saying is when you have a reputable coach.
Oh, no doubt. It helps.
You know, if you got a John Harrington and he calls on your behalf, I'm saying because he has that cachet from a winning program, he has an Aaron Burbage, he has Devin Funches, Jesus Christ, the list goes on and on. Do you think that's just an advantage to have as a parent to say, hey, and again, your kid got to have some ability.
No doubt.
But wouldn't you say that's an asset, Alan?
So I would say it's all about maybe they start a little bit further ahead in the process.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a kid at Cass Tech, if you're a freshman at Cass Tech, there's going to be college coaches coming in there every evaluation period to look at the older guys, and they're going to see you.
That's
and
right.
You're going to see those guys building.
Mm-hmm.
So those kids already have a built-in advantage.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that if there's a talent like DeVell Washington up at Bay City Central that coaches won't drive up there because they are.
That's
and,
right.
And trust me, because we talked to them, Reggie talked to them, they don't really want to drive up to Bay City. They
right.
want to be able to just go and fly into Detroit and drive around to some schools. And when they see where Bay City is on the map, they're like, man, I got to go up there.
Right.
But he's good enough that they're doing that.
Right.
So DeVell didn't start in the same position maybe that, like I said, a kid at a Belleville or a Cass Tech would. But I do think there's some misconception that if you're good enough, they'll find you. So it doesn't always happen.
True.
But it happens for the most part. And if you put yourself, like DeVell went to a lot of events. He knew, hey, I'm up there. I need to go get in front of some of these people. And so he did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he didn't do that, he probably wouldn't be where he is today.
I
think the opposite also happens where a kid thinks just because I'm at a Belleville or I'm at a Cass Tech, that offers are just going to fall out of the
True.
Sky. And
True.
That's definitely not the case.
True.
So it can have the opposite effect where a kid thinks, hey, I'm in a great situation. I'm at a school that college coaches are at all the time. I'm just automatically going to get recruited.
Right.
And then sometimes I think those coaches have to deal with it. I know Wilcher and Crowell, sometimes people get mad of like, hey, I'm on the team. How come I'm not getting offers? I'm wearing the same uniform these guys are. But
that's right.
It still comes back to individual.
Right. No doubt.
And then let me just say this. But can't Crowell and Wilcher – can't they kind of, and I'm going to ask you this may be a little bit controversial, but can't they say, Michigan, you need to look at Derek Denham Jr. Guess what? I've got the great one, this next one coming up. Can't they put the pressure on coaches to say, hey, you better recruit my guys over here a little bit, because if not, Malik McDowell's not coming to your school, or I'm going to cut you off. Have you guys ever heard of that happening?
Yeah, that happened.
Okay.
I mean, that happened. I mean, you know, you leverage one for the other. That does happen.
Right.
And but as now, as the recruiters, they're getting smarter. They're doing their own evaluation.
There you go.
So they're not pushing to a corner and say, you need to offer Andre Shelton and this guy and this guy, because now I got Damian Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And not to use you, Crowell, but you one of the best examples out there.
Right.
And just the opposite, kids are transferring to your school because they assume that you're going to do the same thing for them. You're done for Damian Payne. But a la Jalen Bell, a la Reese, I mean, you know, things didn't happen the way we plan on it.
Right.
You know, so that still means family, parents, father, mother. You got to be your biggest advocate.
No doubt about it. No doubt
you know,
about
so.
It. Go ahead, Alan.
I would add too that, you know, every college coach has an ego, and they get paid millions of dollars to have a high school coach tell them who to offer.
No doubt.
They still got to win games. There's a lot of pressure on Jim Harbaugh. There's a lot of pressure on Mark D'Antonio. There's a lot of pressure on all these guys. And they have limited spots, limited scholarships each year. So to take a kid just to maybe get their teammate, yeah, it's happened, but it probably doesn't happen as much as people think that it
Right,
happens.
Right. Well, look, I had to be devil's advocate just for the conversation.
Well, it was a good conversation with that. And because I just had a conversation with somebody else about another player over there, and he didn't get what the other guys got, and he was disappointed.
Right.
That don't mean you can't play. That don't mean some things didn't happen the way you're supposed to happen.
That's
so,
right.
The stars and the moon didn't line up in the proper way. You know what I mean? They light up. So
that's right.
We don't know what the case may be.
Right.
So.
Well, Alan, let me ask you this, and then I know you got to run, but as far as recruiting in the state of Michigan, we'll stay in the state of Michigan. Who do you think, as far as a kid that's coming out, who got the steal as far as recruiting this year? Like, and you know, this kid could be going to Alabama or wherever. Who is that guy that you think that a school really got a steal on?
In the class that just signed, the 2019 class?
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of ones I can name, but
give me a couple.
You're gonna make me pick.
Give me a couple.
All right. First name off the top of my list, Reggie's gonna know this one. David Ellis from Chippewa Valley.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you see him going to Indiana, and then you watch what he did in the playoffs this year. Anytime they had a tough team, a tough game. Team full of Division I recruits on the other side, he was always one of the best, if not the best guy on the field. I mean, you saw him go 99 yards against Fortson. You see him score touchdowns against Belleville. You see him impact the game as a running back, as a pass catcher, as a safety, as a return man. I absolutely think Indiana stole that one from. I thought Michigan and Michigan State might go on him. They didn't. I think he's going to be a really good
Michigan State
really good
came
player.
In last. They came in they last
came
minute.
In late, really?
They came in late minute. Yeah, last minute came in.
Okay.
And he chose not to, and he ended up staying with Indiana and Mike Hart.
I think Indiana's a great spot for him. I think he fits what Indiana does.
Well,
and there's some benefits in not everybody, you know, like not everybody can go to Michigan, not everybody can go to Michigan State, not everybody can go to Ohio State, Alabama. Sometimes those guys leave and they do well. And then you know, we brought up Desmond King as an example, so that would bring me to a guy like De'Ron McKinney, who waited his time out at River Rouge, and you know, again, every time you saw Rouge play, this guy was affecting the game. Certainly as a return man, as a cornerback, and as a wide receiver as well. So I would put him kind of in a similar boat of one where Iowa kind of snuck in there and maybe stole him, where a lot of people – I mean, I think on that side of the state, everybody knew who he was, but maybe around the country and even on this side of the state, people were kind of going, who's this guy that Iowa came in and took? But I think he's a big-time steal as well. I really like – Reggie, I like one of your guys, Nick Jones. Because you just can't find cornerbacks that have length. And I know he's put up some big testing numbers. And for him to be going to a place like Ball State, I think he's going to end up being a really good player for them. Lou Nichols going to Central Michigan had a bunch of Power 5 offers. That's a steal right there. And then, again, another Mac guy, Daquan Finn, going to Toledo. That's a steal.
That's huge.
Because I thought there would be some schools at the end of the process coming in to get him. He got a Cincinnati offer. And Toledo was able to flip him around and get him in their class, so I think he's going to be a really good player. He fits their offensive system really well also.
Yeah, and just to add, and the two latest offers that's transpired in the last few days is interesting, and it just changed the 2020 recruiting class. It's Penny Boone with his MSU offer and Anthony Rump with his University of Michigan offer. What can you tell me about that, Alan?
Petey got he didn't he get offered by Michigan today?
Michigan and Michigan State.
Okay, go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I think that's a great example too of we were talking about patience earlier, and those guys both maybe had to wait a little bit longer than some of their friends and teammates and peers to get some of those offers. And it's funny because people are like, "Man, what? How come they don't have these offers yet?" And the seniors haven't even signed yet.
True.
So, but those guys did have to wait. And they got the offers, and Penny is, you know, it took him a minute, I think, to get acclimated into being at a school like King. Came from a smaller school, very dominant, always the best player on the field, and he had to learn to play at the level that he needed to play at when King plays East St. Louis and Muskegon and schools like that. And by the end of the year, he's a much different player in the second Muskegon game than in the first game. He dominated that second game, and he saw big back. When people see 6'2", 225, they think, you know, people could have called him Jerome Bettis and this and that. But Reggie, we saw him at your camp. He can run routes and catch the ball and do some things in space that most big guys can't.
Right.
I think that makes him special. And then Rump, I mean, first year as the full-time guy, but very athletic. Can make all the throws because he's got a live arm, can throw on the move, and then can give you some options as far as, you know, I think he can play other positions, but now he's proven himself to be a quarterback. And what I think stands out most about him is that I think he first maybe tapped me on my knee when he was about 5-6 years old and said, hey, I'm going to be a big time recruit someday. He's been working for this for so long,
right.
and he wanted this for so long, that that's what stands out to me, is seeing a kid go from that to working his way up and now having a school like Michigan offer him.
And that's no doubt. Rump was sixth grade, was one of my backup quarterback with Tristan Jackson, Desmond Fitzpatrick, Nolan Givens, Kaiser from Dakota, Braylon Edwards, Berkeley Edwards, right?
Bailey
Edwards.
Bailey. Yep.
I'm missing someone else. And we had those top, KJ Hamler.
Right.
So this was my lineup in Rump play quarterback in the fifth or sixth grade with us.
Wow.
So Rump is equivalent, and I'll be honest with you, he's equivalent to Isaiah Marshall. That's what they were, similarities at that age. And like you said, Rump been doing this for years, and it was just a matter of time for him to get his blessing, and it's come, you know, from Ford. So he's doing it and he's living it. You know, and Penny Boone, and I got to say, and Alan probably can agree, he's the number one running back in the state of Michigan by far.
Wow. Okay.
And DeAndre Bully's not too far behind DeAndre, but Boone right now is that guy.
Wow. Would you agree with that, Alan? He's the number one running back in the state?
I think he is, yeah, in the 2020 class. And, yes. And as Reggie said, DeAndre Bully's right there. Those guys were 1A and 1B at the Rising Stars camp. But I give Penny just a little bit of an edge right now. But they're both special guys and Power 5 guys, no doubt.
No doubt.
So, Alan, what do you got? I know, what do you got on your schedule, man? I mean, I know you're doing with the Big Ten Network and 2-7 Sports. What's the next couple of months looking like for you, for those that don't know out there?
So this weekend, I'm going over to Chicago because Michigan's my home. I always take care of the guys in Michigan. I got the whole Midwest. I'm going to go see two camps back-to-back Sunday, Monday in Chicago, the Boom Camp, FT. I'm coming back here to be at the Rise Showcase at Legacy on the 26th.
Okay.
Take me into the following week where it'll be signing day week. So I'll be on the Big Ten Network on the 6th.
Okay.
And then man, hopefully a little vacation there post signing day before I get to some of these other camps.
Well, you deserve it, man. Hardest working man in show business. And like I said, Alan, we definitely appreciate you coming in and love to have you come back, man. You know, and give us your wisdom. And I'm sure our listeners definitely appreciate what you bring to the podcast.
Because you got to help me with this definition of early signing day and the two signing day periods, because we got to explain to them out there in the listening world the difference and how important it is to understand what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, I will definitely come back. I'll come back anytime. I always say maybe we should just record the conversations Reggie and I have at breakfast.
Oh, wow. Yes.
That would make great radio right there.
Oh, hey, Alan. And some of Reggie's, some of our conversations we have off camera and off the mic. Yes. People would be, they would definitely want to pay for those. So we understand. But again, man, we appreciate you. Hey, enjoy your little trips. Get some rest, man. And we definitely want to talk to you soon.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, Alan.
Thank you, Al.
What we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll pick it back up and talk about a little bit more recruiting, a few other guys, and then talk about what you got going, coming up in your recruiting and your camps.
Sounds good.
Sound good?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back with the Prep Stars Football Report.
I noticed the little things. And lately I've noticed my TV is not as
incredible as it could be.
That's the word.
It's time for a Sony 4K TV. Vibrant color, stunning contrast with Google Assistant built in.
Vibrant and stunning. We should all be so lucky.
I also noticed my TV is not as
big as it could be.
Yeah.
Trust me, Sony knows how to do big TV. Check it.
Oh, I'm checking.
Boom. Am I right?
At MetroPCS, everyone's celebrating an amazing deal. Switch now and get your choice of three free phones from great brands. Plus, get a third line with unlimited high-speed data free. MetroPCS, wireless figured out.
This is Matthew Judon, outside linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, and you're listening to the Prep Star Football Report.
Hey, this is Jesse Mangum, father of Jaron Mangum. and you're listening to the Prep Star Football Report.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price on our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Are you hungry? So hungry your brain's telling you that the steering wheel is actually a giant pretzel? Sounds like you need some real food real quick. The brand new Subway snack menu has scrumptious toasties, tasty meatballs, and new yummy nachos from just 89 pence. See? Listen to me, not the voices in your head. Can't wait till your next meal? We've got a snack for that. Subway, eat fresh.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Welcome back to the Prep Stars Football Report. I'm your host, Derek Denham. And as always, we got my man, Mr. Reggie Booby Wins. Just had Mr. Alan True from 247 Sports and the Big Ten Network join us on the show. And as always, Alan provides a plethora of knowledge and always accommodating, man. I mean, whatever he's doing, you know, Reg, you can pick up the phone and call him. And Alan's always there for us.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Alan's always been my guy. Talking recruiting.
Yes, sir.
So when I got a kid and he got a kid, we kind of gyrate together and figure out who's who and
right.
Why this guy had not been seen. So yeah. it's been phenomenal.
And I like the fact that we touched upon, again, you know, because it's so important. And I say this all the time with this show, to try to educate people in the process. You know, again, if you have not been through it, you don't know what you don't know. So when we have a person like Alan True come on the show, or Josh Simbolt in the future, or Sean Scherer, you know, Michigan State Insider, these guys, along with the things that we've done, they know the process. So that's what it's all about. It's just knowing the process. And, you know, I know we talked about Isaiah Marshall and him being, you know, offered by Michigan. And first thing Alan said was, well, it's more of an offer that's just kind of in the wind. But
because the coaches that offer you is not guaranteed to
no
be
doubt.
At that university in no 5 years.
It. No doubt about it. And then people don't understand, you may not pan out 3 years from now. You know, you may not pan out 3 years from now. They're basing this on your potential. So if you're Derek Denham Jr., you get offered as a seventh grader, eighth grader, you better be doing something your junior year.
To increase your ability, because you got on your back that big red bullseye.
There's no doubt about it.
Because everybody see you want to be better than you.
But again, what Alan said, what is different, the different dynamic with Isaiah is obviously his dad, his uncle, his mother. They've been through the process. I mean, sometimes you can just look at a kid, man, and tell that the kid's got it. Whatever it is, they call it the it factor.
No doubt.
And that kid, he has it. He has the it factor. So along with that, and continue to develop, he doesn't seem like the type of kid that's going to get caught up in all the hoopla. You know, people around him, you know, friends and other family members might. But his immediate family and the kid seem very grounded.
No, they are. They are. But what people have to understand is that whether you're a 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th grader, your recruiting process is your recruiting process.
True.
So if somebody got an offer that you think that you are better than, outwork them.
There you go.
So your process may be different. It's just like everybody's life structure is different. Derek may work for IBM. I might be a kickball teacher. It's okay.
True that.
You'd be the best kickball teacher that you are.
Right.
But you have to find your purpose in this life and live it.
That's right.
Not because somebody's got something and you think you're better than. Be better than them and everything else you do.
You got it. You got it.
So opportunity will present itself. Just be the best.
That's right. Well, it's funny. I was having a conversation. My nephew, Raymond, he just got his son. His son is moving up here. His name is Jordan. And about to get him into the process. And so Jordan asked, he said, what do I have to do to be a good football player? I said, you got to work. There's no magic pill to this thing. you know, I don't care if you 6'5" with a wingspan of 7 foot, you got to put in the work. It's a grind. If it was easy, everyone could do it. And that's what's going to separate you, because as you know, Reg, when you get to college, pretty much everybody is talented.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, even in the pros, Andre Bruce was the most talented specimen that people had seen. Number one draft pick, Atlanta Falcons back in the day.
6'5"? 6'5", 6'6". 6'4", 6'5".
At that time, he was a freak. He'd come off that edge, 4'4", 4'5", guy.
Yeah.
Wingspan. I mean, he had it. But just like him and DeMarcus Russell, they didn't put the work in
to be the guy.
You know. And I've once heard a coach say they'd rather take a guy with half the talent but has a whole lot of heart and desire and work ethic.
And the biggest piece is this. Can we just go back to loving football and let the chips fall where they may?
Right.
Because trust me, if you love the football game, you got to play somewhere.
No doubt.
If you love the process and disappointed because you did not get offered by Jim Harbaugh, you're going to have a problem, because you may get an offer tomorrow. When you get to college, it won't last a year because you're going to transfer, because you're looking for somebody to give you something opposed to taking what you work for.
No doubt.
And it's frustrating because I get tired of hearing these guys and he got an offer. I didn't get an offer. Well, maybe you're not good enough. Just maybe you're not good enough. I mean, it's okay, mama.
Well, and maybe you didn't put the work in, too. Maybe it's like getting a job. You said it. It's like getting a job offer. I think that's what Alan touched on. You know, you may have the best resume. You may your suit look good. Your ties is nice. The cufflinks are shining. But you're just not what they're looking for. You got it's a fit sometimes. It just is what it is.
Or the head coach of your frat brother.
That helps too. That helps too. So, you know, and like even with a job, it's sometimes it's who you know. It's who you know, and you just can't take it personal. And I see these cats on Facebook, man, the dads and the moms. I mean, they just going crazy. Every time you see another kid with an offer, man, they just – you can see the steam coming out their ears.
But my kid is working just as hard as your kid. No, it doesn't make a difference. If you love this game, then everything's going to take care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem we have now, and that's what coaches are looking for. They're not looking for guys who can run a 4-4 to Andre Bruce. They're not looking for them guys. Mm-hmm. They're looking for guys now today that love this game.
That's right.
Because they know if you love it, you're going to give 110.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
We get you in.
Right.
But if you don't love it, you're going to leave real fast.
And here's another factor, and I was telling somebody this today. It's so important that with the work aspect of this whole thing with football and sports in general, because when you get to college, if you're not used to getting up 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning,
4,
going to bed at 12 o'clock, you're not going to – you start that process now, because when you see it all the time. Everybody's such in a hurry to get to college, and, you know, they're getting there in January, and it's people just don't know what they don't know. They think it's gravy. Oh, man, my kid, you know, woo, 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 woo. Well, guess what now? The recruiting process is over. Yeah. Now you start from the bottom, like Drake said. You started at the bottom, and now you got to try to get back to the top. And it's the real world, man.
Yeah. So let's see what happens when you get to college and see if you're going to still put no videos on Facebook and Twitter that you're running down the street and you're on the treadmill and you're doing 400. Let's see if you're going to do the same thing when you get to college.
And now you've got a course load of work that you have to attend to on top of that. You know what I mean? And let's not get it twisted. When you go to these big-time schools, if you go to a Notre Dame, a Michigan, Michigan State, Alabama, Clemson, yeah, you're there as a student athlete. But guess what? If they can reverse that and put athlete in the front, you're there because people will lose their homes based on your performance.
Oh, yes.
They're not going to lose their homes based on if you got an E in chemistry. They will lose their homes based on if you're not helping them get a winning record. So you look at Penn State, they first-year receiver coach. Out of there. Out of there.
Tired of receiver coach from Duke. Yeah, you're right.
Out of there. Look what's going on with Michigan. I mean, everybody's trying to jockey to get the top guys with Gaddis coming over to Michigan. That just didn't happen just for no reason. Harbaugh's he's got to win. He's got to win, so he's got to go get the guys that's going to help him win. Because guess what? Hey, Michigan fans, if Harbaugh doesn't win, if he doesn't improve this thing next year, Urban Meyer's gone. Just saying, bro.
But if Gaddis the answer?
I don't know.
With no OC experience?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, Gaddis is a great receiver coach.
He is.
He coached at Penn State. I know. He recruited KJ when he was in the recruiting game. So I respect him dearly. And I'm just speaking Michigan language. Is this guy the guy that's going to turn Michigan around? I don't know. I'm hoping so.
Well, Harbaugh's giving him the keys. He's giving him the keys to the car right now.
There's another set of keys in his pocket, I guarantee you. Well, so I'm hoping and then I'm praying that this, because Michigan got a good program, they got a good thing going. So I'm hoping we can make this happen. One. Mm-hmm. Two, everybody have their issues at this moment. And just to revert back to the Michigan school, speaking in terms of Michigan State.
Right.
That's some shadinga-ding stuff going on over there. I mean, you take your OC and make him the running back coach. You move your running back coach to the offensive coordinator. You take your O-line coach and make him a tight end coach. You take your wide receiver coach and make him assistant to the defensive backs. Now, to the respect of D'Antonio, I respect him because of the fact he's a loyal man.
True that.
So all the guys that have been on staff have been him for over 10 years.
No doubt about it.
So, no, I don't want to fire you, but I want to shake this up so where you guys going to get off your rear ends and coach football. For whatever reason.
But if you're Joe Blow receiver and
I'm hurt.
And Coach Samuels was your guy and now he's the assistant DB coach, how does that affect you as a recruit?
I'm hurt. I'm totally hurt because now I went to Michigan State just to be part of the D'Antonio regime, but I went over there because I really like Samuel.
That's right.
He was one of my guys that I came in. So I was recruited, but I hate – are you pulling the wools over my eyes and wait till the sign day's over with and you knew this mess is going to jump off prior to? Can you give me a chance to decide where I want to go? No, you won't. And is it fair? No, it's not fair, but it's business. Mm. You know, and D'Antoni got to keep his program together. He got to try to win. But I just hate that he done that. And
I didn't like that either. And he's a stand-up guy, but you do that after the signing day. It's just, as a parent, as a kid, man, I mean.
Well, I mean, he could have slept after the sign of day and decided to change his mind. I mean, he could have done that, maybe, you know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know. I just think that I'm a five-star receiver, and I'm going in to play receiver. And the receiver coach now is Trussell, who coached 2 years at receiver for 2000 to 2002. Can he coach receivers? How many guys you got in the NFL? But I'm a five-star because I love D'Antonio. I love MSU.
Right.
But I need somebody to teach me how to get releases off the line of scrimmage. Is that the guy that can do that for me? Is that going to hinder Michigan State recruiting?
I think so. And Mark D'Antonio is the type of guy that you love him or you don't really care for him because he's not the most energetic guy. He doesn't have all the charisma of a Harbaugh or even an Urban Meyer. But he gets the job done for the most part. He's consistent. He gets those two stars, those three-star guys, and gets the most out of them. So, I mean, that has to mean something to a player. But like you said, those top guys – they may have kicked themselves in the butt this time.
Yeah, I'm hoping not because D'Antonio, the stand-up guy, is a great coach. So I'm hoping D'Antonio know more than what we do, which he do.
Right.
And different people are successful for different reasons.
No doubt.
And he's different.
No doubt about it.
But he's going to win. So I'm hoping. I know some kids are a little perturbed, as my mom said, perturbed.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Hey, look, we got about 2 minutes left, and I know you got some things coming up. What you got coming up with your Rising Stars, man?
I got this Saturday, I got 7-on-7 League, and this is the second week, and
We have a 14-team league that we're doing, and the second week is Saturday, starts at 10:30.
Sure.
That's been going successful, fun. Over 100 kids involved.
Who's some of the top players you got?
Top players, C.J. Harris from West Bloomfield. I can't even think now. Jordan Turner from Farmington just picked up Duke offer today.
Sure.
Ernest Saunders from Flint Beaches is going to be the top receiver in the country probably. Latrell Fordham out there, and Grand Blank, Stud Muffin as well. Dustin Fletcher, the quarterback, mm-hmm. out there. Marcus Fuqua, them guys that committed to Buffalo, got a senior team out there.
Sure.
C.J. Brown from West Wall, Wall Lake Western out there. Mm-hmm. Top safety in the country. Missing a few. I can't even think right now. Chase Glover from West Bloomfield, 6'5 receiver. That's going to be very well, very good.
Nice. He's nice. I like it.
So there's a few guys I'm missing. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but there's some good players in this league.
Okay.
And then I also have this. I call it a last chance to get a scholarship camp, which is MLK.
Sure.
We want a true meaning of MLK. We want people to talk about what it means to you, mm-hmm. because right now we have all at this group. At this camp, from black, white to other colors, we have. It's been phenomenal, mm-hmm. to see us, our kids play together and do together.
Right.
And this is my 8th year, and it's been a successful camp. I thank God this year we probably have over 30 schools there.
Okay.
If the weather prevails. And we're going to get, I got some kids flying out of state. I got a receiver coming from Virginia, Kettle Run.
Sure.
Shannon Ferguson. I got a kid from Cincinnati coming out, Dylan Polk, a 6'4", athletic offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And it's my job to put our kids in the situation to be successful. It's my job to make sure that I supply the college high school players for the college coaches.
Sure.
So that's what MLK camp is all about, is create exposure. And if you're a junior college kid, if you're looking for a home, you're a transfer athlete, you can come to this camp and participate and try to earn some form of scholarship from these 30 universities that are going to be attending this camp, from Division II. I had Division I AA. Valparaiso is not able to make it. Mm-hmm. But I have all Division II schools and some Division IIIs and some NAIs. I do have 3 JUCOs. So if you are a Stud Muffin JUCO, Garden City will be there. Independence will be there. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on – I got Coach Hawkins coming too as well, Coach Mitchell. Okay. So come on down. Sign up, pre-register ASAP online, risingstarsrecruiting.com. And go to the event session and sign up ASAP, because the cost on the line is cheaper.
Okay.
And then at the door, you got to pay more.
Got you.
So make it happen.
Well, man, hey, look, as always, man, I appreciate you being over here kicking it with me. And we'll be right back next week. We cut the show down to an hour, for those that don't know. Give you guys more quality. So we appreciate your support. So what we're going to do, we're going to see you guys next week, 7 o'clock. We appreciate you. We love you. And we'll see you next week on the Prep Stars Football Report.
I know a thing or two about chicken. And I love these new honey barbecue glaze tenders. Maybe because they're sweet, like me. He's just going to love this.
Adorbs.
Or maybe because they're spicy, like me.
Thank you for the sweater.
You're welcome.
Introducing McDonald's Sweet and Spicy Honey Barbecue Glazed Tenders, made with all-white meat chicken, hand-tossed and glazed to order. They're the perfect combination of sweet and spicy, just like grandma.
Has it started?
You know I like to keep it saucy. That's why I love McDonald's new Glazed Tenders. They're sweet, like me.
Oh, thanks, grandma. Ooh. Ow!
And spicy, too, like me. Who invited you?
I'm your grandson.
Not in that jersey.
Introducing McDonald's Sweet and Spicy Honey Barbecue Glazed Tenders, made with all-white meat chicken, hand-tossed and glazed to order. They're the perfect combination of sweet and spicy, just like grandma.
How you doing? This is Rashawn Goldsmith, father of Xavier Goldsmith, and you're listening to the Prep Stars Football Report.